Elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Lezî, la ilâhe illâhu, el-Hayyul-Kayyûm. Ve etûbi ileyh. Vesselâmü tevbete, vel-mağfirete, vel-hidayete, innehu et-tevvâber-rahîm. Ve afu annâ ya Kerîm. Vakfir lenâ bifadlike ya Rahman ya Rahîm. Ya Melik, ya Kuddusu, ya Hafızı, ya Allah. El-Evveli Allah, el-Ahir Allah, el-Zahir Allah, el-Batini Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi minallahu teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidine levveline vel ahirin. İşverene ya Şefiyel Müslümin. Bir rahmetike ya Ahmarrahim. Kâlallahu teala. Fî kitâbel kerîm. Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ellezîne yesturûne Allah kıyâmen ve kûden alâ cunûbihim ve yetefekkerûne fî halkis semâvâti vel ardı. Rabbena mâ halakta hâzâ bâtilen. Subhâneke fakînâ azâbenâ. Allah-u Teala says, in our books, those who remember Allah while standing or sitting or lying on their sides, and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, O Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. Exalted are you above such a thing. Then protect us from the punishment of the fire. We left long winter months behind. Spring is here. And there's a miraculous transformation going on around us. And we are witnessing this beautiful transformation. The trees, the plants that did not have any sign of life a few weeks ago are blossoming. From the seeds hidden under the ground, from the seeds that are dormant with no signs of life, beautiful flowers are coming out. The seeds, without any sign of life, without any color, without any taste, without any fragrance. Something that with beautiful color and fragrance is coming out. There's a miracle inside the seed. A beautiful description of this flower is written there. And spring, with spring, the seed finds life. With that life, flower finds existence. And from that seed, plants grow, trees grow, and they grow high. And no matter how high they grow, eventually they fall down. An incredible cycle. When they fall down and they go back into seed. From the fallen trees, we make woods. With woods, we boil waters. The vapor of the water goes to the cloud. Condensation occurs. Rain comes down. The rainwater goes into the sea. And the sea becomes alive again. What is the mystery of this incredible transformation? What is the mystery behind this cycle? Maybe one of the many things we can learn from this is the meaning of the words of Rasulullah ﷺ, who said, "Kullu shay'in yarju ila asli." All and everything returns to its origin. And as we are constantly reminded in the book, we will also go back where we came from. Allah Ta'ala said, "Inna lillahi wa inna illa raji'un." Verily unto God do we belong, and verily unto Him we shall return. Our temporal body that belongs to this world, that made out of earth, will go back there. But what belongs to Him, what He blew into us from His own soul, is going to go back where it came from. And in the judgment day, we will be raised again, and we will find life again, like the plants and the trees that were dormant, that did not have any sign of life, came to life at the springtime. The most beautiful tree ever created is the tree of human being. And the seed of this most beautiful tree ever created is the seed of faith. And the seed of faith is offered to all at birth. It's our birthright. Like the dormant seed without any life, but carries all the information, all the beautiful description of the flower that comes out and reveals itself during the month of spring months. All what is necessary to become a perfect human being is also contained in the seed of faith. What makes us fulfill our purpose is also written, hidden in the seed of faith. But like the seed that remains dormant during winter months, the faiths are also dormant. The seed of faith will remain dormant, will remain lifeless until we find the divine sources and the search, the quest for divine sources to bring that faith out and make it alive brings us to the words of Allah Ta'ala, brings us to the traditions of the Prophet, as Allah Salatu Wasalam, his teachings, his protection, His wisdom, is nourishing us, is watering us with compassion for the last 1400 years. We need to bring our spiritual existence into life. We have to save the seed of faith from dormancy. We have to bring spring into our existence. We have to bring life into our existence. If we open our hearts where the seed of faith is placed, then we may be able to bring life into our existence as human beings. We may be able to save the seed of faith from its dormancy. We need to open our hearts to the words of Allah Ta'ala, to the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. How are we going to bring life? How are we going to bring spring into our existence? Allah Ta'ala says, those who remember Allah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ Allah, no matter where they are, what they are doing, in what state they are standing, sitting, lying down, قِيَامًا قُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, those who contemplate upon His creation of the heavens and the earth, who look at His creation, study His creation, understand, appreciate, and take lessons. يَتَفَكِّرُونَ فِي حَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, these are the people who have the potential to bring spring in their spiritual existence. These are the people who will revive their seed of faith, because as a result of this witnessing, as a result of this contemplation, studying of his beautiful existence, from falling leaves to blossoming flowers, from creeping ants to flying birds, we will be able to appreciate his wisdom. We will be able to appreciate his divinity. We will be appreciate his justice, his compassion. Then the seed of faith in us will start blooming. This is the only way we can live this life as a human being. Otherwise, we can continue our existence as a mineral, as a vegetable, or as an animal, but not as a human being, unless the seed of faith starts blooming. How does this plant of faith survive? The plants cannot survive without roots. The plants depend on occasional rain, will not be able to survive. The rootless plants depend on occasional rain and cannot find their own resources, divine resources, to feed themselves, to nourish themselves, will not be able to survive. Occasional visitations of mosque once a week will not help. Rootless plants that appeared on the face of the earth 400 million ago, they disappeared. They disappeared without bearing any fruits. They disappeared without spraying any fragrance. They came and they're gone. Only the plants with roots, only the plants that are capable of penetrating inside the earth, finding divine sources, survive. It's exactly the same for us too. We should be able to find the divine sources that will keep us, will keep our existence alive as human beings. Otherwise, without roots, plant. Whenever hardship comes, they die. Hunger comes, they die. Illness comes, they die. Poverty comes, they die. They cannot survive. We have to have strong roots to be able to survive all these difficulties of this life. And the plant of faith is not any different. The roots that will enable us to go deeper and deeper and find those divine resources are patience. Whenever we hit a rock, we won't give up with patience. Whenever we are showered with the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, understanding faith, feeling unworthiness, is gratefulness, that is thankfulness, that's the second root. And when we find ourselves in a situation that we don't have anything in this world to trust in, committing our affairs to Allah, that is the third root, that is called tawakkul. These are the roots that will bring these divine sources into our existence, that will bring spring into our existence, that will revive our existence as human beings. As the trees grow away, another miracle happens. They start bearing fruits. A perfect human being is the one that bears fruit. What is the fruit of a perfect human being? The fruit of a perfect human being is the ability to see right from wrong, his wisdom, and the ability to influence the lives of others, and the ability to establish good for everyone. That is the fruit of a human being. You know, the trees will grow, we will live this life 70 years, 8 years, 9 years, and we will go back to earth. What will remain, what will stay until the eternity is the fruit of perfect human being. If you touch other lives, that will remain. If you establish good, that will remain. If you consider other lives before your lives, that will stay until the eternity. That will not go back to earth, but that will go back to where it came from, because all these are His beautiful qualities. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, all the most merciful, most compassionate one, you love the world before the world.
Ameen.
You have given us this beautiful religion of Islam. You have given us faith. You have given us the Iman, the Islam, and Ihsan. Make us recognize our responsibilities, not as minerals, not as vegetables, not as animals, but as human.
Ameen.
When you test us with little difficulties, do not increase the trial upon us, but increase our faith.
Ameen.
When you shower us with your bounties and see us thankless, do not stop your shower. Shower your bounties upon us.
Ameen.
Your beloved says, our faith will not be complete unless we love each other for your sake. Increase our, open our heart to love and compassion.
Amen.
You say, hold on to the robe of Islam and do not separate from each other. Give us strength.
Amen.
To act as one nation. Give us strength to unite to mind Muhammad.
Amen.
To unite
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.